From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Joint Monitoring Commission on Iran's nuclear program met for the first time. The commission is tasked with monitoring how both sides of the recent nuclear accord with Iran implement their parts of the agreement. Monday's session brought high-ranking officials from Iran and the group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, Germany, and the European Union to Vienna for discussions. An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot by Israeli police, who mistook him for a suspect in a deadly bus station attack. Amateur video from the scene shows a mob beating the wounded man as he lay on the floor of the Beersheba bus terminal in southern Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned against vigilantism on Monday, saying no one must take the law into their own hands. The Pentagon says Russia and the U.S. will soon sign a memorandum of understanding on air safety over Syrian skies. Carla Babb reports.
After three rounds of discussions, Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the U.S. and Russia are nearing the completion of an air safety understanding to protect pilots flying in Syrian airspace.
Right now, best guess is tomorrow. It's just simply a question now of wording in the document and having the document signed.
Davis stressed that the air guidelines established with Russia are not part of a broader agreement on how the two countries could operate in Syria. Carla Babb, the Pentagon.
Officials say at least 14 people were killed and 20 wounded Monday in central Somalia when rival clan militias battled in the streets of Beledweyne. Witnesses say the violence followed a dispute over tax collection. Most of the wounded were civilians caught in crossfire. Efforts are underway to mediate the dispute. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will meet later this week with the leaders from Russia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan to discuss options for restarting the process of bringing a political resolution to the situation in Syria. A top United Nations official says the Yemeni government has agreed to meet at the end of the month in Geneva for talks with Houthi rebels. The talks are aimed at implementing a UN resolution that would end months of fighting. Croatia opened its border with Serbia late Monday afternoon, allowing about 3,000 migrants to enter. A spokeswoman with the UN Refugee Agency said the doors suddenly opened and people rushed through.
When the border opened, everybody rushed, and there was one young man left who had one leg. So we got a wheelchair and helped him across. That was a very moving scene.
It was not immediately clear why Croatia suddenly permitted the mass entry. NATO has launched its largest military exercise in more than a decade. The Western Military Alliance says 36,000 troops from more than 30 NATO member nations and partners will undergo intensive training across Italy, Spain, and Portugal. The exercises come amid growing concern about Russian military moves and growing instability in the Middle East. Here is NATO Deputy Secretary General Alexander Vershbo.
The last time NATO regularly held exercises of this magnitude, we were in the midst of the Cold War, facing the Soviet threat. Now we have a far more unstable and potentially more dangerous situation. In the east, Russia has illegally annexed Crimea. It continues to support the separatists in eastern Ukraine. And it now appears to have entered the war in Syria firmly on the side of Assad.
General Alexander Vershbo. South African athlete Oscar Pistorius, who was jailed after being convicted of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, has been released from prison and placed under house arrest. Pistorius will have to serve the remainder of his five-year sentence at home. Canadians went to the polls Monday. Some of them are still going, as a matter of fact, to vote for members of parliament. Observers say there is a strong desire for political change as polls show Prime Minister Stephen Harper's conservative government could be ousted or forced into minority rule. China's economy slowed in the third quarter of 2015, growing by 6.9%. It is the weakest period for the world's second-largest economy since the global economic slowdown. From Coca-Cola to Nike, more companies are pledging to take steps to reduce emissions and increase clean energy use in order to fight climate change. The White House announced Monday 68 additional companies have signed on to the administration's American Business Act on Climate pledge. That brings the total to 81 since the pledge drive was launched in July. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.